Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, Bryn Chacon.
I'm sorry?
Bryn Chacon.
Thank you for that. What is your shipping address for security purposes?
For my card?
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
804 East 400 South.
Thank you. Let me see. I'm still here with you. Okay. So I see here an order was in on March 24th for $7.95 for the tactical bag. You stated to my agent you did not place that order. That order is fraud. Am I correct?
Yeah, I didn't order a tactical bag.
Okay.
That's not my address, and I didn't get a bag ever. I don't know. Nobody else could have ordered that. So
spell out your last name for me, if that's okay with you.
C-H-A-C-O-N.
Okay. Okay, and you. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment.
I'm sorry. I asked the other lady, does it say what the website was that the order was on?
The order was initially done on AmazingDiscountBudget.com.
Yeah, what the heck?
Okay, so your account has been canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, what I have done, I have issued you a full refund of the $7.95. That refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. The other charges will stay declined and they will not be trying to go through. I apologize about any inconvenience. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.